From all of us here at Organ First Radio, a very happy new year. Starting as we mean to go on in the 12 months ahead, the first show of 2009 is packed with new releases which is hoped will not only entertain you but maybe persuade you to obtain the recordings for your own collection. And I've chosen a track from one of my favourite new CDs to open the show, not only because the music is appropriate for this time of the year but because I know many of you enjoy what is known as the Blackpool sound, except what you're about to hear isn't the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, but no lesser and much larger Wurlitzer instrument than that in Stockport Town Hall, played by Nigel Ogden. Here he is then with Song of the Bells. Song of the Bells, played by Nigel Ogden at the Wurlitzer in Stockport Town Hall. Well, now's perhaps a good time to answer those who ask why I don't play the latest recordings by Phil Kelsall at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer. Simple matter is that his recordings are now only available at his concerts or via mail order from his own web pages. Don't ask me why he no longer records on the prestigious Grasmere label. But whether Nigel Ogden set out to emulate the Blackpool sound, which I doubt very much, this superb CD, titled Gala Night, certainly has both a very similar sound and programme content. Of the 14 tracks, 6 are in medley format and range from a 60s medley to the music of Valteufel, Nacia Herb Brown, and A Musical Trip to France. As usual, Tim Wills oversees the production side of things, and this always results in an attractive and informative pictorial accompanying booklet, as well as top-class audio recording. My personal feeling, based on this release, is that Blackpool's loss could be Stockport's gain.
This is Michael Baldridge, and you're listening to Organ First Radio, broadcast throughout the day, 365 days a year. And now back to your host, Alan Ashton.
From a track by one of today's most popular broadcasting organists to one of yesteryear. Many organ enthusiasts will remember those wonderful days when Dudley Savage broadcast from the ABC Royal Cinema Plymouth, and no doubt you've already heard that Dudley passed away at the age of 88 in November last. There's a new CD out which comprises of numerous extracts from his broadcasts, but a review copy, which I had hoped would be with me in time for this programme, hasn't arrived. However, many years ago, Dudley made some recordings on the former ABC Regal Harrogate Compton, which was at that time in Mere Farm in Hawley, an organ of size and specification which was not unlike that of the Plymouth Instrument. Well, let's remember his lovely, relaxed, no-frill style of playing with this track, The Prelude in Classic Style. Prelude in Classic Style, a brief musical memory of dear Dudley Savage, who died recently. And that organ, I understand, is still in Mere Farm, never used, and one can only hazard a guess at the condition of it. Fans of the great Buddy Cole will be happy to know that a CD of his recordings has just been released on the Collectable label, full details of which can be found on the MSS web pages. Well, no matter what instrument Buddy found himself seated at, the end results were always great to hear. This compilation finds him playing 12 tracks on the Hammond organ, together with a small group, and which was originally released back in 1958 with the title Have Organ, Will Swing. Taken from a single CD with two complete original LPs on it, namely Cole Plays Cole and Have Organ, Will Swing, of which that track was his own composition called Two Little Girls. The remaining 12 tracks finds him at the lovely Bösendorfer piano playing some of Cole Porter's most famous tunes, such as this one, It's All Right With Me. Thank you. It's All Right With Me, a track taken from a CD simply titled Buddy Cole. And once again, all the details together with CD cover screenshots are on the Organ First Radio pages. OK, time now to really change the mood of things with some sensational music performed by Cameron Carpenter. Dubbed as the Maverick Organist, he's known for his intensely personal, sometimes flamboyant performances with an organ playing technique that is unmatched. I can only strongly suggest that you go to the YouTube pages and type in the name Cameron Carpenter and make your choice from many amazing clips that are currently available, of which the Etude, Opus 19, number 12 in C minor by Chopin, is but one to marvel at. Chopin's Etude, Opus 19, number 12 in C minor, played by the amazing Cameron Carpenter on the Marshall and Ogletree virtual pipe organ installed in Trinity Church, New York. It comes from his CD, which includes a bonus DVD with three tracks, including the visual performance of that piece of music, often known as The Revolutionary, which also serves as the title of the release. Cameron Carpenter has appeared in London on a number of occasions and sometime this year is due back to make additional concert recitals around the country, including one very famous location, which I'm unable at present to divulge, but let's just say I'll be in the audience. I think that calls for a 20th century fanfare. We'll be right back. famous 20th Century Fox movie fanfare that for so many years has heralded some of the greatest movies of all time. And it does so once again, courtesy this time of Claudia Hirschfeld, who you heard play it on her VersiLuva organ. One of the most popular organ concert artists in the world today, Claudia has just released her latest recording, titled Movie Themes. Everything from There's No Business Like Show Business, to the Rocky theme, Star Wars medley, the inevitable James Bond medley, Moon River, Pink Panther, and probably for the first time, the Prelude and Parade of the Charioteers from Ben-Hur.
Thank you.
Prelude and the Parade of the Charioteers from Ben-Hur, reviving memories for me at least of my cinema projectionist days of a truly blockbuster film which relied on good old-fashioned acting and action instead of much of today's computer-generated imagery. It was performed there by Claudia Hirschfeld and taken from her new CD called Movie Themes. And if you've some spare money left from Christmas, or the chance to spend some Christmas gift money, then why not purchase a copy of her latest DVD, which finds her in a live concert situation, playing not only the Versi organ, but the very latest Hammond B3 instrument as well. And again, full details are on the MSS web pages.
This is Michael Waldridge. No matter which is your favourite organ music, pipes or electronics, then Organ First Radio is your best choice.
Again, I'm going to turn back the clock to the good old days when organists were household names. Personalities such as Jess Crawford, Edward O'Henry, Sandy McPherson, Terence Casey, Sidney Torch, and the Reginalds, Dixon and Fort, to name but a handful. Well, all of them, plus others, appear on a new CD titled The Mighty Wurlitzer. The packaging is one of the most eye-catching that I've ever seen, but sadly the magnificent organ on the front is not represented in any of the musical items. In the accompanying sleeve notes there are a few mistakes, but the Delta Leisure Group, who've released this compilation, are aiming it at Joe Public and not necessarily enthusiasts such as you and I. Although the cedar disc cleaning process has not been employed in the restoration of the 25 tracks, the resultant quality is pretty good considering the age of some of the original discs. Organist Joseph Seal is heard on three tracks, which he made at the beautiful Wurlitzer that used to be in the Regal Kingston upon Thames. And here's a short selection from Guys and Dolls.
Thank you.
A selection from Guys and Dolls, played there by Joseph Seal. That was a track from The Mighty Wurlitzer, which is on the Delta Leisure Group label and comes under their series titled Bygone Days. What I can tell you is that there's a similar compilation from this company already in the pipeline, which will feature some famous Hammond organ stars of yesteryear. From those days when he played the organ at Blackpool, Chris Powell has certainly made a name for himself on the organ concert circuit, not only here but down under too. When he's not rising into view astride a theatre organ, he's busily creating and playing music on his Roland Atelier AT900C. His latest release is titled Tributes, which pays musical homage to some of the most iconic and influential music world figures, past and present. A difficult choice to pick out, which is my favourite of the tracks, because all the 13 of them are very enjoyable. There was a track that struck me as being an odd coupling of two very different tunes, and I wondered if and how it would work out. Trust Chris Powell to make it do so. Here then is the beautiful Gabriel's Oboe, which comes from the 1986 film The Mission, joined with Volare.
Thank you.
Gabriel's Oboe and Velare, played there by Chris Powell, and that's from his latest release titled Tributes. And I promise you, there isn't a tune that you won't know on that CD, and neither will you be disappointed with any of the arrangements or the myriad of sounds that Chris utilises on the Roland AT900C organ.
Hello, this is Michael Waldridge and you're in tune with Organ First Radio, the brightest and best internet organ music show.
Toward the latter part of last year, two very prominent and respected American organists passed away. One was Stan Kahn, who'd been the resident at the Fox St. Louis for a great many years, and the other was Dan Bellamy. Now, at the time, I didn't have any of Bellamy's recordings, but thanks to organists Don Thompson and Graham Wright, they were both kind enough to send me examples. Here's Dan Bellamy at the very distinctive sounding Wurlitzer in the Brooklyn Center Long Island University's gymnasium, which in fact was the old Paramount Brooklyn Theater. The organ now rises into view through the basketball court floor, and with a typical console riser, here's Dan Bellamy with Put On a Happy Face. On a Happy Face, played by the late Dan Bellamy, yet another superb artist who left us far too early in life. Back in 1933, George and Ira Gershwin wrote a musical titled Pardon My English, which managed to survive only 43 Broadway performances. Even so, when did you ever hear of the Gershwins writing anything bad? And from that show came a number titled Isn't It a Pity? Clearly, the likes of Mel Torme, Ella Fitzgerald, Frankie Lane and Barbara Streisand felt that it was worth including in their repertoires. And so, for that matter, does Chiyo Tsunemoto, who features it on her latest recording. ¶¶
a funny thing. I look at you, I get thrilled. I never knew. Isn't it pity we never, ever met before? Here we are at last. It's like a dream. The two of us, perfect team. Isn't a pity we never, ever met before? Imagine all the years we wasted. I was unable, you at city label. My night is sour, spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past, let's both agree that I'm for you and you for me. Isn't it pity we never, never met all the years we wasted, fishing for salmon, losing at backgammon. What joy and taste it. Me at the Prado, you in Colorado. Best of a girl, I'm sure to be. It's only you say to me. Isn't it a pity we never, ever met before?
Isn't It a Pity, taken from a CD titled And I Love Her, which features Chiyo Tsunemoto and John Smith, John being heard on selected vocals, and Chiyo, of course, playing Yamaha instruments and, naturally, singing there on that last track. As you've no doubt worked out for yourselves, there's been one or two lengthy pieces in this month's programme, and that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. Perhaps it's all down to the theory that less is more. And so, to end the first show of 2009, the honours go to someone I first met back in 1997 in Detroit, and we've been good friends ever since. I refer to the legendary Hector Oliveira, who's just released his latest CD, performed on the Roland Atelier, which he's titled With Passion. And what's more, it's played with equal passion. Opening with a theme from the movie Spartacus, Hector takes the listener on a musical journey which includes Schindler's List, Monty's Chardas, the theme from Cinema Paradiso, Ravel's Bolero, Don't Cry for Me Argentina, Camille Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre, and excerpts from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. There's one item that may not be that familiar to most people, myself included, and that's the theme from the film Rinkazan. But know it or not, believe you me, it's a superb composition in the style of John Williams, Dmitri Tiomkin and Ennio Morricone. So what to choose from such a wealth of music to end the show this month? In the sleeve notes, Hector and his wife Levy recall a visit to Budapest, and where some musicians gave the inspiration to include Monty's famous Chardas. As Hector writes, it's debatable whether the piece was written for mandolin or gypsy-style violin, and as the Atelier has a new violin sound which he wanted to showcase, as you'll hear, he arranges it for violin and mandolin. Thank you. Monty Shardas, performed there by Hector Oliveira on the Roland Atelier. And, dare I say it, no true Hector Oliveira fan should be without a copy of this great CD in their collection. Once again, the title is With Passion. And there we are, one down and only 11 more programmes to do this year. As ever, a big thank you to all of you who emailed me with Christmas greetings and comments on the programme. And if you want to send me in a request, then please do so, and I'll do my very best to include it in a future edition of the show. And so, from the Organ First Radio team, and yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.